Letters now.
To Mrs. Mazzari from Bari, in Volonté Day. My good daughter of the divine volition, thank you so much of your affection and attention, which I do not deserve. May heaven, dear Jesus, and our Queen and Mother reward you for everything, even more. In exchange, I will pray that they may give you the royal garment of the divine will, and cover you and warm you with the mantle of love. But you must dispose yourself to receive it and to be clothed with this royal garment, which will make you stand out as a favorite daughter of the divine volition, while Jesus and Mama, with their divine hands, will cover you with the shining mantle of love. Do not think it is difficult to obtain this great good. Rather, it is very easy, as long as you want it, with a firm decision to live from the divine volition, converting everything you do into divine will. Dear Jesus and the Most Holy Queen will put themselves at your disposal, remaining inside and outside of you to be your guide, light, and strength. And if they see your weakness, not your will, they will make up for anything you cannot reach. Do you want to know something? The Queen committed herself with Divine Son to assisting and raising those who want to live from the divine will with the same love with which she raised and assisted her Son Jesus. So it takes will. The rest will come by itself. Therefore, courage. Do not lose heart because of the difficulties and the circumstances of life. They are steps which make us go higher in the divine volition, especially in painful circumstances. Dear Jesus takes us by the hand to make us rise higher and achieve beautiful conquests, not human, but divine and of infinite value. Oh, I'd love to hear that you are always in the divine will. I prayed for your needs, especially for Carmela. Who knows how many hugs and kisses the Lord will give to you, the one who suffers, and to the one who sees the other suffering, because it is better to suffer than watch someone else suffering. So return these hugs and kisses with your own, and tell him from the heart, Jesus, take our will and give us yours. He wants to give it, and he loves that it be sought after. The Little Daughter of the Divine Will, Corrado, December 3rd, 1937. Amen, fiat.
Thank you. What can we say about these beautiful letters that Luisa Picarreta writes? And yes, it was true that she had only like second grade of education, but she was instructed by our Lord. And of course, our Lord instructing her, she received light. And we may think, oh, she have very little education. But she's a doctor in the divine will. She has all this knowledge. This passage about the Blessed Virgin Mary committing herself to assist those who want to live in the divine will with the same love which she raised up our Lord Jesus. This comes straight from the Book of Heaven. In one of the volumes is exactly what our Lord Jesus says. And I don't think Luisa Picarreta was looking at the volumes and see what did I say in this volume, in that. It's everything in her, impressing her mind, in her heart. At one occasion, I think she sees our Lord Jesus allows her to see her soul, and inside of her soul, she's able to see all the volumes. She's worried that these writings are gonna be lost. So our Lord Jesus deposited those in her soul. That's the vision. So remember, the memory is one of the faculties of the soul. So if these writings are deposited there, it's like an encyclopedia. It's like a library there that she can go through the memory and just recall and be able to teach the divine will in a very natural way in these writings, in a beautiful way, very simple, but so understandable and so theological. I don't know if, to be honest, I don't know if these writings, the letters have been examined, but I think people need to be obstinate. After reading these letters, one will have to be obstinate not to see the beauty and not to see that this is the teaching here is not, I will say, is not human. Even though these are not part of the private revelations. But what she is teaching here is that divine doctrine again. So imagine, let's stay with that portion that Luisa Picaretta mentions, that the Blessed Mother has committed herself with Jesus to assist those who want to live in the divine will. That will be all of us. That will be all those who really commit themselves. And they dispose themselves. So this is something, whenever we read the writings, whenever we meditate with the arts, the passions, whenever we do our acts in the divine will, that's what is happening. We are disposing ourselves to receive. Even those who do not know the divine will and they are following the life of the church, they are disposing themselves. They are not at the point probably of receiving this gift, but just the fact that they are in the faith, trying to live their faith, that's a disposition. And all of us, we have walked that journey. So this is the crown of everything. But imagine how beautiful to know that the Blessed Mother has committed herself with our Lord Jesus, that he will assist you and me, all of us, to live in this way, and that as long as we remain with that disposition, with that intention, basically he will overlook our weakness. He will make up for what we cannot do. So this way of living, what our Lord Jesus is calling us, or what God Himself, God the Father is calling us to live the same life of His Son Jesus. God the Father is calling us to live the life of His Son Jesus, His own life. And we know that that was the life of Adam and Eve before the fall. It is very easy, Luisa Picaretta says. As long as you want it, And there is a very important little word here. As long as you want it with a firm decision to live in the divine volition, converting everything you do into divine will. He will do it in us. His will operating in us is what converts it. From us, he wants our, yes, our fiat, and he wants us to be firm every day. He doesn't want us to be inflated balloons, as he mentions in the Book of Heaven, that one day we feel that we can do all the sacrifices and everything, and next day we abandon it. We neglect it. No. This word is very important to be firm. So don't be discouraged. Don't think that this is a very difficult way of living. It's a very simple way to live in. You cannot be more Catholic than this. Let us ask our Lord Jesus to give us that grace. And let us ask our Lord Jesus exactly what Luisa Picaretta says at the end. Jesus, take our will and give us yours. I hope that little prayer help you obtain this wonderful gift. May the blessing of the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of us and remain with us forever. Amen.